Okay, so again, we're on page 286. Talking about Reish Chof Ches, we're discussing the bracha that we would make over some, let's see, how should I describe it? Geological phenomenon. That sound good? Okay, like bodies of water, seas, rivers, we'll get to rivers, mountains, so on and so forth. Those type of things. So, So yesterday we discussed a few of these ideas about, again, what type of situation are we talking about? Again, the Chazon Ish said it can't be just like a regular hill or mountain or something that you get these spilos out of. So yesterday we started base about what rivers do we make a bracha on, also Mas Reishis. And we'll just do base real quick. Lal kol naras mavarach ala arba hanaharos deksivi b'kra. The four famous rivers, kemo chidekel pras, like the chidekel and the pras, those are the ones we make a bracha over. So the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't just mean the four, the Nile and the Euphrates and the Tigris. It doesn't just mean those. But the Mishnah Berurah says lav davka. It doesn't mean just those four. Elohu adin kol nara shehen gedolos. A big mighty river. So yesterday we talked about, let's say, like the Amazon or the Mississippi. Again, you say the Mississippi is diverted somewhere anyways. But again, the Colorado maybe, I don't know. Again, and in fact, I saw someone that they brought down that bring down that the Marami Rottenberg said that like the Volga, I think they mentioned the Volga, the Seine, or the
Thames.
No, that's in England. I don't know.
Jews were
expelled from England, so but those type of rivers you can make this bracha over. You can make this bracha over again if you. The issue is two. The issue is that, again, if you copy spilus out of it, again, you know, like, if it stirs you, but again, you see a mighty river, again, you know. Something interesting that I saw someone brought down is there's a big issue in Italy. If you see a river or a mountain in Italy. Why? Because the whole idea is the basis of the bracha is we recognize, we know, sha'anu yodim sha'makom baro mishesh me'resh. This place, right? Again, we can assume like a big mountain or the Amazon or something like that. Hashem created it like a while ago, right? Back then. But let's say it wasn't there in Shesh me'resh. That's some physical phenomenon, but it wasn't there in Shesh me'resh. So you might be aware there's a famous chazal that on the day that Shlomo Melech married the daughter of Paro, Malo came and stuck, what this means exactly, nobody really knows, but put down like a base, stuck a pole in the I guess it's the Aegean? What's the Mediterranean? But there's an actual sea where the Italy is, isn't it? The Aegean?
Yeah, the Aegean,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's something I know about geography.
Yes.
Not much, but
Venice is.
Okay, good. Right. So on the Aegean Sea, and from that was the basis for Italy. So you know, Italy is like a boot, you know, like Aesop, there. Okay, you all know that. So therefore, they bring down. So therefore, Italy was not there at Shesh Mebrachus. It was a later phenomenon. So therefore, like you see a river or a mountain. Must be some. They quote. I don't know what. Like the aren't there part of the Alps in Italy?
Northern Italy, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's say you get to the northern right. That's the border. On the
yeah.
Right. So you get there. So there would be a Shiloh whether you make a bracha. Maybe that was the end of the continent. I don't know. Maybe that was the end of it. It was just the boot part that came out. I don't know. But again, you see something majestic in Italy. There'd be a Shiloh because it came after Shesh and Mebrach. Came after the time of Shlomo. So an interesting idea. I didn't have that. So so it doesn't have to be those four, but it could be any powerful, again, I tend to think the Los Angeles River is not included in this. And something that's powerful, majestic, from Sarah Shachman, something awe-inspiring. Gimel. Now, once we're talking about rivers, the same thing doesn't apply. The we don't make a bracha over any mountain or hill. El dafka laharim gvul shamishunim v'nikeres gvuras habore bahem. Here it is, right? Like we said at the beginning, it has to be specifically a mountain or a hill where it's clear the majesty, the strength of Hashem, and that's after all what the bracha is about. That you recognize the majesty of, oh, some aspiration. Look what you. So it's not only that it was there again. Whether if it was there later, I think part of the Rio Grande is diverted. I don't know. Whatever. So besides all of that, so it has to be something that's awe-inspiring. Whether it's a mountain or a hill or a river, whatever it is, it might be a mountain, but you know, like big deal. So you know, like I said, the San Monica Mountains are mountains, but you know, like okay, you know. Okay, so the question is, so how does this go by? So it's brought down that it's interesting, it goes by the person. So again, there could be a person who they see a certain mountain, they go, wow, look at what Marubah Masach HaShem Ryan, and so that person make a bracha, and another person, maybe they're a mountain climber or something, eh, you know, like, eh. So one person would make a bracha, one person wouldn't make a bracha, you know? Again, the whole idea is, again, that's what we have to remember, is the concept of bracha, is to arouse us, recognizing the godless of Bara.
Where would there be a hill that's awe-inspiring?
I don't know.
When I go camping every summer, up in the
hill
mountains,
those
mountains
are
beautiful.
It's so beautiful,
yeah.
In shape.
So again, if you would, I don't know. As you know, I'm not the outdoorsy, I can't.
You know, I get inspired.
Yeah, so people do. People do like it. See, I don't know how far we divide this. I remember we were at the IMAX thing, and we saw this thing about the rainforest. I remember till this day, it was years ago. To this day, they had a thing about the shape of a leaf at the rainforest, how it's shaped, so that when it rains, it funnels, it channels the rain away from it, so it doesn't destroy the leaf. And in the they had a short thing about. They didn't say the godless habor, but it's obvious. The godless habor in that leaf. So, you know, like, you see that leaf, you go, wow! You know, like, so we don't see that. But again, that would be the concept, is, you know, the wow factor. Okay, tomorrow, in Resh Kav Tes, we'll talk about rainbows. They're really cool. Really interesting about rainbows. We'll lean that there, hopefully, tomorrow. Okay, now back.